Now, we'll identify the Flathead High School Athlete of the Week. Presented by Parkside Credit Union in Whitefish, Kalispell, Columbia Falls, and Evergreen.
Welcome to this week's Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week. This week's athlete was in Butte for 3 days last week, competing in divisionals. They won the first match against Butte, lost the second, needed to win the third, and narrowly missed it over five sets. She's been an instrumental player for her team all year as a back row hitter, and is going to Carroll next fall. This Credit Union Athlete of the Week goes to Sienna Sterk of Bravettes Volleyball for her resilience and skill on the court. My conversation with Sienna will be right after this message from Parkside Credit Union.
Hey, this is Josh at Parkside, and Friday, November 3rd is going to be the best day ever. We are teaming up with Kasasa and Charlie Rocket's Dream Machine for a day of service and celebration. They are touring the country, and we will be volunteering in our local communities, and you can join us by coming out to meet Maddie Rigg, Miss Montana, and seeing what Parkside and Kasasa are all about. Visit our Facebook page for details. We are a local community financial institution, and we get inspired by doing good and serving others, and at Parkside Credit Union, that's how we like to say yes.
You're connected to the Flathead Braves and Bravettes on 600 KGEZ.
And with our Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week, Sienna Sterk of Bravettes Volleyball. Good morning, Sienna.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So divisionals last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You guys fought hard.
Yeah.
Bryce was keeping us in the loop on the whole thing. Would you tell us about it?
Yeah, so we started off strong the first day, and then we battled hard against Glacier, and we lost within like, I think it was like 5 points. It was in the fifth set. So it was really, like, everyone was really hype. It was really fun. And it was probably the best we've played the whole season. So everyone was like, started off on a real high. And then we played Capital the third day and unfortunately lost. We played in five, so we battled, but we didn't quite make it.
Yeah, that would have been, there's a lot riding on that game then.
Yeah, it's stressful.
I know, that's like, it all comes down to one thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's okay. It would have been a lot of traveling, right?
Yeah.
I mean, state is because state is in Bozeman,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Under Brooke Breeden, which you've played there before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my sophomore year.
Because it's your senior year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how long have you played?
I've played since like fifth grade,
okay.
But you know, I started high school. But I played like clubs and then like on and off seasons.
You still play club?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you? What position do you play?
I'm an outside hitter, but I play all six rotations, so I go in the back row too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Through most, does everybody have to like go through the whole rotation?
It depends on like what position you play.
Okay.
Because there's like a libero. I don't know if you know like
yeah, the one yeah, that yeah,
yeah. Jersey.
Yeah,
so they go that. In for like the middles. So the middles only play three rotations. It kind of depends.
I got to learn that like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Because who's your libero? She was in here.
Mm-hmm. Kendall Cratafil.
Yeah. So you're an outside hitter?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the biggest role? What's your largest role on the court?
Normally the outsides are like the go-to hitter when like the ball's bad because we're the easiest to set. So I think my biggest role is like putting away the point and like getting us back on track when we're like out of system.
Okay. Which can happen a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your greatest strength?
That. And then I think just like as a player, my greatest strength is like being able to like connect with people. Like I've been told that I'm good at like getting players out of their heads and like bringing everyone together.
Yeah, and being a leader on the team.
Mm-hmm.
What are you working on the most? Or what do you think you need to work on the most?
I think what I need to work on the most is like changing my technique, because I think when I get stuck a lot, and it's like just being able to like find a way out of like certain runs and stuff like that.
Just a reset?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, because there's like, I mean, there's a million possibilities, right, that can happen on the court.
Yeah, and you never know.
Yeah, and every team's different,
yeah.
Right? Every opponent's different.
Mm-hmm.
Did you play any other sports?
I did track for my freshman year, but then I decided to, I quit, because I did a volleyball club in Missoula,
mm-hmm.
so I had to go to Missoula every weekend and then spend Friday and Saturday, so it just took up a lot of my time.
Yeah, and if you're in, yeah, and when you're in club,
mm-hmm.
you just don't.
Yeah.
That's a year-long commitment,
yeah.
isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And you're playing at college, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to Carroll.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
What are you going to study?
Right now, I'm just going to study business, but I'm not, like, dead set on any certain
That's
ones.
That's a good general education.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most of the kids I went to college with changed their degree.
Yeah.
Because you start doing one thing, and you're like, oh, this is, you know, I have no idea this existed. You know, let's try that.
Yeah, right? that's what I've heard, because, like, My dad said he changed his degree like 6 times.
Yeah, yeah. So totally common.
I might just go in for business and I might come out with something crazy. I never know.
Well, and especially in the beginning, like that first 1-2 years, it's all the core credits.
Mm-hmm.
So then after that is when you really take specialized classes.
Yeah.
So you totally could switch with zero consequence, you know, for a while. What are your plans for the winter?
Right now, just to work and play club. I decided to come back to the local club here, FEC. I don't know if you've heard of it, but...
Some of the girls have talked about it, right, that have been in.
Yeah, it's coached by Steph, me, and Kylie.
So you were playing at a club in Missoula?
Mm-hmm. So the club in Missoula does a lot more like travel tournaments. So I went to Vegas and Arizona and Oregon and all these different places. And that's like why I chose to go to that club, because it's like I could get seen by a lot of different coaches, because like I knew I wanted to play in college.
Mm-hmm.
And like FVC does a lot more like local, like... in Bozeman and like in Montana, and then in Spokane, like more like close, you know?
Yeah, your scouting chances are going to be better.
Mm-hmm, right? Yeah, so I wanted to go and be seen all over the place and play different people.
Did you have to practice with them all the time? Like, did you drive to Missoula to practice all the time? Or?
Mm-hmm, I drove down every weekend.
Every weekend?
Mm-hmm, so there was a Wednesday practice, like just an individual practice that I didn't go to. And then I would drive on Friday right after school. And then I'd have a Friday night practice, and then I'd stay the night at a teammate's house, and then I'd go to the Saturday morning practice and then drive home.
How many girls do that?
There's like 4 girls that do it, but it's from all over, like Anaconda. There's Anaconda. And because
you might have a girl from Butte doing that, right?
Yeah, okay. You never know. And there was a girl from Polson. It's like, because that is like the main club that like travels far, you know? And so a lot of people go to it, and it's kind of like it has a good rep for like helping girls get scouted, and they like a lot of coaches like know MVA and know those type of things. So
is that how Carol found you?
No, actually Carol found me through, I went to like a camp. So yeah. I went to a Carol camp, and then they asked me to stay with them and like practice with the team.
Okay.
And then I like emailed them and stuff like beforehand, like being like, hey, I'm coming to the camp, like come look at me, come see me. And then they were like, oh, perfect. Like, and then they kept in touch. And then I went for like an official visit, played with the team again, and then went back home. And then she signed me.
That's cool.
Offered me the thing.
So it could be, you could also play at Carroll and then be seen by another school and someone else could offer you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because that happens with other sports too. Mm-hmm. Right? They start here and then go here. Right?
Yeah. You have the option to like enter like the transfer portal like after. But I don't plan on doing that. I plan on just staying with Carol just because I really like the school. I like the location. And, like, the girls were super awesome. Like, they were super nice and stuff.
Good.
So I don't see myself transferring out.
Yeah, you're happy with that. It's a good fit.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, how long have you been in club then in Missoula? Did you just do it this year?
I just did that one last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's more common, right? Because you're like, you know, your odds of getting scouted are going to increase with experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to do that, like, it's probably best to do that your last year, right?
Yeah.
If you have to choose, because that's a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, how long was the season? How many times did you drive to Missoula?
A lot, especially because it was just me. So, like, it was, like, I drove myself, and, like, I was, like, 17, 16.
Yeah.
I was like, ah.
Yeah, and your parents were probably nervous.
Mm-hmm, the winter.
Like, please be really careful. Yeah.
Yeah, it ends in the summer, and it starts in, like, we started in, like, January.
Okay.
So, and it's just like a lot too, like not just like driving down to Missoula, but like the time that it takes to do all that. And like we traveled almost every single weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And like the cost of like all the gas and then the flying to Arizona, the flying to Vegas, and then the hotels that it takes to go to the tournaments, the fees and the this and then that. You know, it's just like the local club is just a lot more simple.
Yes.
But it's so much fun. And like the girls at the local club are just like, at FEC are just great. You know, it's like, it's a lot more of a family, you know, because like it was hard. Like I struggled with going and like meeting new people and like not having like the people that I go to school with and like, my friends. But at FEC, they're a family. And it's like just a different environment, you know?
Yeah, it's local girls. You know, everybody, you probably spend more time together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right? It's girls from your squad, right? And from Glacier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whereas you go to Missoula and it's people you've seen a few times, right? Mm-hmm. Played against, kinda.
Yeah,
that would be, I mean, Arizona's not too bad, right? Flying to Arizona's not too bad. Flying to Vegas isn't too bad. But I mean, yeah, it all adds up.
Mm-hmm. And then like the food, Vegas is so expensive.
Yeah, Vegas is expensive, yeah. Especially crazy. If they, like, choose to be bougie and stay at some of those hotels, you know? Super expensive.
Crazy. I was like, oh, my gosh. A water bottle was, like, $10. I was like, ah.
I'm trying to think. There's a little Mexican restaurant there that's, like, a chain in Vegas. El Gordo? You see that? Tacos El Gordo?
Mm-mm.
Okay. There's some, like, cheaper places. But yeah. But the lines can be crazy, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like pay more and eat quickly or wait for an hour in line.
Yeah. Well, we did a lot more because for club, it, like, you play multiple games per day.
Okay.
So it's like you're just trying to, like, go down to the food court and, like, grab a sandwich, like, in between games, you know? So you have to eat, like, in the building.
Yeah.
And so then everything, you know, they just make everything so expensive.
Yeah, they know you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Where were most of the tournaments at in Vegas?
In Vegas?
Yeah, the places we know, like, listeners might know in Vegas.
I don't really know. They're in conference centers and things like that.
Okay, yeah, like convention. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't really remember the name. But
sure. I'm trying to think. There's some giant ones, I guess, Ryan. Like, you just take a portion of that.
Mm-hmm. It was right on the strip, and then you took, like a train thing, and you got on it, and it took you to it.
Yeah, it's a monorail kind of system, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's... It could be the Vegas Convention Center, but it's giant. Like, I've been there for, like, SEMA, you know, and it's giant.
Mm-hmm. There was, like, three levels.
Yeah.
Two levels of, like, a million courts.
So there must be... Yeah, so there's a gym in there. Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like there's like sport court where they like clip it together.
Got it.
So they can put it anywhere. Like they put it on when I went to Eugene, they put it on like a football, like an indoor football court or a football field, I mean.
Yeah, and it's really close to Topgolf. Right. Mm-hmm. Topgolf is right there. Mm-hmm. And then that giant Ferris wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Our hotel was like right across from that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. That's and we rented like a party bus with like all the lights and you can play the music. We drove down the strip.
There
it was
you
so
go.
Much fun.
That's fun. Yeah. How many people are in the MSU club or
NBA.
Missoula club?
Mm-hmm. Well, normally a team's about 12 people. Yeah. So it was about that. But then there's like younger teams.
Okay.
So there's like.
There's different all the age brackets.
There's like
right?
two 18s and then there's like a 17s.
And then what about FCU? Same.
Yeah, I think they're just doing an 18s and a 16s this year.
Okay.
For IBC.
So 12 girls on a team?
Mm-hmm. Around there. It kind of depends because, especially like for FEC, because there's so like there's less teams to like put people on. So it's probably going to be bigger.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're dipping in the lightning round. Okay.
Yeah.
Orange or black?
Orange.
Call or text?
Call.
Good answer. Country or rock?
Country.
Nike or Adidas?
Nike.
Skiing or snowboarding?
Skiing.
Favorite hype song?
Ooh.
There's a harder one. Last song you played on Spotify, right? Or repeatedly played?
We played Umbrella a lot. Umbrella
yeah, so
and like
all of
Get
your,
Low.
Yeah. So all of the volleyball girls have said Rihanna, right?
Yeah.
Like three in a row now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was,
said it's a volleyball thing.
It's a volleyball. We always play Umbrella because we have like our little speaker that we bring everywhere.
Yeah, so
we play Umbrella. We play Maria by Justin Bieber.
Okay. Is that a newer and older song?
I think it's kind of an older song, but it's like comeback.
Okay.
Like it's like, I don't really know.
The last big song I can remember him coming out with was like Despacito. Right. And I would travel and they play that everywhere. Like that was big in Costa Rica. It was big in Curacao. Like any slightly Spanish culture plays Despacito. And it just kind of cracked me up because it's also here.
Yeah.
You know?
It's
but
catchy.
It is half Spanish.
It's catchy. For
it is catchy. Yeah. iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Favorite subject?
Like in school?
Yeah.
I'd have to say science.
Okay. Who's your favorite teacher?
Right now, I have Christy Peoples for my Spanish.
Well, Sienna, congrats. Well done this season.
Thank you.
Good luck in club.
Thank you.
Oh, I meant to ask you, this year, is it club in Missoula?
No, it's the local
club.
FEC. Yeah.
That sounds like the way to go. Right?
Yeah.
You're still in college. You don't got to go to Missoula now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done. Good luck. And we look forward to, hopefully seeing you one day soon.
Perfect. Thank you.
The Flathead High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Parkside Credit Union.